The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Big night going on tonight. We have our Live Wire Wednesday show, our AC/DC show. If you like AC/DC or like any of their music, you're going to love the show. 8 o'clock later on tonight, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing on the TKR app. Get the TKR app on Apple or Tony Curry Radio on Android, and you're good to go. Get it. You're doing me a huge favor by getting it. We've had over 100,000 downloads. And, of course, you can also listen to the shows over and over again wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify for our musically elemented shows, Audio Boom, or any other show. Just search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. You'll find our stuff. It's fantastic. We're talking a little sports this morning. Normally, I've been doing sports radio for like 20, 25 years, and I still love to talk sports and do stuff. And I do stuff with a couple of radio stations around the country, and whatever would they ask about Alabama, Auburn, UAB, or whatever, I'm their guy. And I'm watching the CFP last night. Of course, I was watching hoops last night with a Kentucky, Michigan State, and then Duke and Kansas were on the backside. And they had the CFP. And normally, this is like the best time of the year because this is where all hell breaks loose. It's all chaos. We're all going, well, if this team loses here, how are they going to make it into the Final Four? And until 2026, when they go to a 12-team playoff format, it's going to be like that, which is fun. I like that. But I hate to tell you, no chaos this year. I mean, there's nothing. You got Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU. Nothing changed in the top five. You got Tennessee number five. And I hate to tell you folks that hate Tennessee, but Tennessee is in a great spot. I mean, a great spot. With the loss to Georgia, it actually benefits them to have lost to Georgia. It's a rarity, but it happened. Ohio State and Michigan are play each other, so one of those two teams is out. Strength of schedule is not going to be good enough to lose in the Big Ten Championship and still get in, and you're sitting there at 2-3. So whoever loses that game, and I think it's going to be Michigan, I could be wrong, is out. And TCU's got Baylor and Iowa State. Should be wins. Should be. They're going to be favoring both those games. And then they're probably going to be taking on K-State in the Big 12 championship game, a team they already beat by 10. So I don't see them losing. So I got Georgia, Ohio State, TCU, and Tennessee sitting at number five. Just going to be popping right in there. And Tennessee, again, what a benefit. They're not going to have to play for their championship because they're not going to represent the East. And they're sitting at number five, chomping at the bit. I don't see how they can't get in. The only reason you can make is if LSU beats Georgia, and I still don't think LSU gets in with the two losses. We've never had a two-loss team in 8 years get in. So if LSU beats Georgia, I still think Georgia's in with the one loss. I don't think LSU with two losses is going to get in. USC with one loss behind them, their strength of schedule sucks. They're not going to be doing anything, and of course Alabama's behind that. So I see Georgia, Ohio State, TCU, and Tennessee like 90%. I don't see how I could change. Sidelines.io just came out with their most popular 150 MLB, MLS, NFL, and NBA teams. They put all four of those together, and it's based off of followers, it's based off of engagements, it's based off of mentions, likes, attendance in ball games. They did a plethora of like 15 different things to find out who are the top 150 teams out of those four sports genres. And here's your top 10. Just came out. Lakers, number one. Lakers are horrible this year. Obviously, it has nothing to do with how many games they've won, but the Lakers suck. Golden State, number two. Yankees, number three. Dodgers, number four. 49ers, number five. Cowboys, number six. Phillies, number seven. And, of course, that has a lot to do with the fact they had a nice run in the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Patriots, the Chiefs, and then my Cincinnati Bengals. Hooray! Yeah! It kind of bothers me, though, man. I don't like to be popular. You know what I mean? When you're the Yankees and you're the Lakers and you've won like 75,000 championships, the Patriots, I get it. Phillies, a little weird. Dodgers, major market. 49ers, yeah, a little bit. But my Cincinnati Bengals, mid-major, little small, little Midwestern town, not really. And they're the number 10 team. And, you know, if this thing was taken last year, right after the Super Bowl, I could certainly see my Bengals being number 10. But number 10 now? Hello. I think it has a lot to do with Joe Burrow. I think a lot of people like him. He's no nonsense. Keeps the same face. So what Joe looks like, whether he's winner or loser, it doesn't matter. And he's come back from adversity a lot. And at the same time, I think people love the fact that Jamar Chase, and they got some great offensive things. I think a lot of people want to see them. I'm going to go to Tennessee coming up Thanksgiving weekend and see those boys play. All right, up Hear my dogs barking up there? I hope you have a fantastic day. Don't forget Livewire Wednesday later on tonight. Don't forget to take care of all of our great sponsors. Chris Dorsey, State Farm Team. Win in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa. We have the Montgomery Food Bank. We have Al Cooper at CusaValleyAutoSale.com. CusaValleyAutoSale.com all this week. Mention Tony Curry Radio. Or just mention Tony Curry or TKR, and you're going to get $500 off the price of one of your cars. We got some great spots. Work Play, another one's fantastic. They do wonderful work. Students of the Game, so many great shows. Check them all out. You can do that on the TKR Tony Curry Radio podcast, or just get the app and listen to them live all day long. I hope you have a fantastic day.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.